The Undersized Basketball Podcast, talking hoops from coast to coast.
Hello and welcome to this week's special edition of Tubbs GB Basketball Podcast. This week we got the opportunity to speak to GB Chairman Roger Moreland after it was announced earlier last week that GB Basketball would receive an extra £1.2 million of funding from Sport England to aid the national squads in their development. Have a listen and let us know what you think on the topics that we discussed. As always, you can tweet us at Tub Podcast and like us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast.
Talking hoops from coast to coast.
Goodbye, Chairman of Performance Basketball at British Basketball, Roger Moreland. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, Cameron.
Obviously, it was announced last week that Sport England were going to invest £1.2 million into the sport. And you could say that that's going to save Performance Basketball at the moment. How crucial was that investment from Sport England?
Well, I think everybody would realise, bearing in mind we had all funding withdrawn earlier this year by UK Sport, that it provides a real platform, particularly next year, to enable us to really support the women's team as they go to Eurobasket again. And I think it gives us a platform for future development too. So most welcome and grateful for the role of the Minister of Sport in making that happen.
Okay, and obviously the government intervention, how well did that sort of communication between British Basketball and the government work there to secure the funding?
I think it went really well. I think the Minister listened to the messages that we were given. She understood them, I think the result of all of those very constructive discussions was seen last week in the announcement.
Okay, and we obviously have seen since the announcement that Basketball Wales have decided to join partnership with Basketball Scotland and England Basketball. What is the aim now with a shared strategy going forward? What is the aim for British Basketball?
Well, one of the things that things like this need to have is aspiration, and I think everybody will appreciate that we all believe that there is the talent here in this country to really succeed on the world stage. So together we're aspiring to have GB teams consistently medal in international competition within 10 years, and I think that gives a really good focus for growing the sport and to have it focusing on something that is beyond just the Olympics.
Okay, and obviously the GB men didn't qualify for Eurobasket this year, so what is the aim for them going forward?
Well, of course, in this coming season, there is no international competition for them in view of the failure to qualify for Eurobasket next year. So we've really got to build and prepare towards the qualifying tournament in 2016 and drive the men towards qualification for Eurobasket 2017. Too early to say what the shape that might look like right now, but I think what we would say at the moment is preparation must lead towards qualification for 2017.
And with their shared strategy going forward, will that see youth teams become one country competing as GB at European Championships, or will that still see Scotland, England and Wales competing as their own individual nation at FIBA tournaments?
Well, part of the FIBA agreement, which Scotland and Wales and FIBA signed up to back in 2012 at the Olympic Games, was that the home country will continue, but GB teams will become lower down the age groups. They will compete in the international competitions. And there will still be teams for England, Scotland and Wales. Some of the younger age groups will appear, particularly Scotland and Wales, might well appear in the C division. But it will be about developing the players and getting them into GB teams who can compete in international competition in the future, post-2016.
And obviously now that there is funding in the sport, does that mean that the pressure's on again for everyone involved with the British Basketball programme and especially the women going forwards into Eurobasket in the coming summer?
Well, it depends what you mean by pressure. I mean, you don't go into international sports in any sport without there being targets to aim for. And obviously, if what you mean by pressure is that you're striving to achieve targets, then I don't think any of the players, coaches, or people off the court are afraid of that. That is what it's about. What we have done consistently over time in order to move forward is to deliberately set challenging goals. And part of that is about trying to move on as fast and create as much success as possible. And obviously this last period has been an unprecedented period of success for international teams. I think everybody has wanted to see that provides a platform for going even further in the future.
Okay, and there's obviously been criticism of the governance of British basketball itself. Do you think that needs to be changed, and do you think the structure in which British basketball operates needs to be challenged?
Well, when you say there's been criticism of the governance, I'm not quite sure what angle you're talking about. If you take, I can only speak for for the organisation I chair. We have complied with and achieved the standards required of UK sport in terms of the governance standards in every year that we've been part of that. So I think my answer to that would be, I'm not quite sure what you mean by criticism of the governance. What the moves at the moment, which have been going on for the discussions have been going on since before the Olympics, is about making it even better. And providing a platform for basketball to move forward in a much more effective and better way right across Great Britain. So I guess that's a long way of saying I'm not quite sure what you mean about the criticism of the governance side or where that emanates from. Because when it comes to meeting standards for public funding, we meet them. Now what we want to do is make sure that basketball is in the best possible position to move on into the future and to achieve even more success.
Okay, and is there any ways in which you've already highlighted going forwards that are the best ways to make sure basketball's progressing at the right rate?
Well, I think you've seen it from the announcements that we've made over recent days together. The intention is that there will be one British basketball. It will be driven by a new board. There is a real determination that the levels of collaboration across Great Britain will be even greater than ever before. And that means that all of the basketball community will be looking at what can be done across Great Britain to help each other develop the sport at grassroots level, as well as what can be done to achieve success on the international scene.
Okay, and you talk about the British basketball community there. How important do you think it is that the community stuck behind basketball and really it was a group effort to try and raise the awareness of the funding cuts from UK sport?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, if I could take this opportunity to thank everyone from the individual spectator, player, administrator, enthusiast that made their views known to the organisations and clubs within basketball that did the same, to the political groups led by the all-party parliamentary group for basketball, which is chaired really ably and excellently by Sharon Hodgson MP. And also, I think you have to throw in here as well media people who would not normally be categorised as basketball people, but really felt that the case for basketball, and indeed other team sports, was right. And I don't think we should stop now at that point. The other part of this is the money is, having funding is one thing, but there is an opportunity for every one of those people that I've just mentioned to submit a really well thought through response to the UK Sport consultation, which has started and will end on the 10th of December, to make the case for a different approach by UK Sport in the future. And I think, as I think I've been on record as thinking for quite a while now, that there needs to be a treatment of team sports, and my interest is obviously particularly basketball, to enable them to build a the grassroots level and at an international level so that they can achieve the type of successes that we've all enjoyed so much in the Olympics over the last few years. I'm not advocating it's an either or. I just think that there's a lot of money in our sports system which will be the envy of many people in the world, and I think there must be a way of being able to help particularly team sports as well as achieving the success that we all love when the Olympics comes around.
And do you think the public consultation from UK Sport is something that can help change the way sport is funded, and do you think basketball could be a winner with UK Sport in the future?
Well, it could certainly change the way that UK Sport thinks about it. But as I say, I think that's about making space for sports like basketball, not completely abandoning the sports which have benefited from a very successful strategy over time. It's the fact that we were reduced from £8 million over 4 years to nothing was pretty brutal. Yeah. And it's very, very difficult to recover from a funded situation to nothing. That's so dramatic. And I think we need to acknowledge that team sports take time, need special treatment, and we have the ability in this country to succeed in them given the right type of support.
And you talk about the time there that it takes for team sports to see success. How important is it that the funding will help the under-20s programme stay up and help future talent for the senior teams to come through?
You've got to have consistency as far as you can possibly get it from the first time that the talent programmes kick in before even national teams are selected right through to the under-20s, etc. And one of the things that I think is really important with that is giving talented players the opportunity to realise that talent right through the under-20s, and it provides a platform to go on to senior basketball. As we all know, it's a tough journey from picking up a basketball to making it to that GB top level, and very, very few people in the end can actually make it through being a GB international, but there's a lot of talent on the way and it can help each other, and we've got to give it the best possible opportunity, so that includes our whole pathway.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time today in answering those questions. And
Talking Hoops from Coast to Coast.
To Roger Morlin for his time today on Tub Podcast. You can let us know what you think on all the issues that we discussed by tweeting us at Tub Podcast and liking us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast.